With several major airlines either in or flirting with bankruptcy, the companies that build planes also are hurting. Boeing, the world's largest maker of commercial jets, has lowered sharply its production this year, and that's spilling over to dozens of smaller firms that subcontract with Boeing. NPR's Jack Speer reports on how the industry is dealing with the slowdown and whether things will pick up soon.
A marvel of modern engineering, a Boeing 747 jetliner goes for around $200 million. But with the industry in its worst decline in decades, there aren't many airlines with that kind of cash around. John Douglas heads the Aviation Industry Association, the industry's main trade group. He says Boeing this year will produce fewer than half the number of commercial aircraft it did when the economy was booming just a few years ago.
Boeing's production back in 1998 was about 620 airplanes, and this year it'll be somewhere between 250 and 300. So you can see they've reduced their production by over 50%. And that, of course, ripples down into all kinds of suppliers across the country and literally all 50 states.
One of those suppliers is Vought Aircraft Industries, headquartered in Dallas, Texas. Inside a cavernous building the size of several football fields, workers are putting the finishing touches on the tail fin assembly, the back end of what will eventually be a Boeing 747.
If you're looking at the airplane and you look at the very rear door of the airplane, just after that, we build that structure complete.
Alan Andrus is director of site operations at Vought's Marshall Street plant. Walking me through the plant, he points out the towering tail assemblies for Boeing's 757 and 767 aircraft, which are also built here. But with the weak economy, terrorism fears, and now the SARS threat cutting into airplane orders, Andrus notes the lines aren't humming like they used to.
I really think that the market was starting to slow down even before 9/11, but 9/11 triggered the events that stopped people from flying airplanes, stopped carriers from buying airplanes. And if people aren't buying airplanes and not flying airplanes, there's no need to build airplanes, and that's where we are today.
In the past 18 months, Boeing has laid off over 30,000 workers. Vought, which counts Boeing as its largest customer, has also had to institute layoffs, nearly 1,000 in a company that employed 6,000 people. At 36, Roan Turner is one of Vought's younger employees. He's training some fellow employees in assembly work, but he says he wouldn't recommend his job to someone just starting out.
When I got into it, I had no idea. I thought this was the future, and so many World War II people or mechanics are getting out. We're going to have a great future, and had no idea the fluctuation of it. Now, you know, seeing it, I wouldn't want anybody else to get into it just because of the fluctuation. It's not a consistent industry.
To offset the downturn in commercial aviation, Vought is focusing more on military contracts. The company is a major supplier for the military's C-17 transport plane. Vought is also trying to improve its ability to rapidly gear up for new projects, automating some of the more routine processes at the plant. Employees like Turner say they realize that's cost jobs, but he says workers also understand the need to remain competitive.
Getting some machines to do some of the mechanics work does eliminate some of the human error, and that's what we're trying to do in some of the things we're bringing in here. It's eliminating some jobs, but the way we're doing it is putting more work in here. That's what we really need, and that's why they're putting the new machines in here and getting more work, get more new contracts, and that'll keep the people here.
But some of Vought's business probably isn't coming back. The company recently announced it's closing down an assembly line dedicated to building parts for Boeing's 757 because demand has fallen. Bill McKenna is Vought's VP for site operations. He admits it's frustrating not being able to tell workers when things will get better in the industry.
I really believe that people would like to know that there's an end to delivery rate declines, that people would like some more insight, and we just can't tell them where we're going to be in a year. We tell people, read the paper, watch what's on the news, and our workforce does that. And I think they understand it. It's somewhat frustrating.
Vought recently announced plans to merge with Aerostructures Corporation, a smaller firm based in Nashville. The company also hopes to be involved with Boeing's proposed next-generation 77 airplane if it's built. Tom Risley started out in the company's mailroom and has risen to the post of president and CEO of Vought. Leaning back in the company's conference room, he acknowledges the industry faces a lot of challenges, but he says it would be the wrong time to stop investing in new plants and equipment.
There are a lot of people that might question during this downtime why we would still be spending somewhere between 4.5% and 5% towards discretionary investments, but it's the right thing to go do. If you don't invest now, you're not going to be prepared when that upturn happens, and you stand the possibility then of losing more money when that happens than making money.
But with around 2,000 airplanes parked in the desert right now, there's a question about when demand for new jets will pick up. Boeing predicts an upturn in its commercial aviation business by 2004. Industry analysts, however, are less optimistic. They don't expect things to improve much until 2006. Jack Spear, NPR News, Dallas.